I read yesterday in the Catholic news agency that after the month-long break from general audiences, Pope Francis shared and he asked this question. And we, each of us, what do we own? What is our wealth, our treasure? What can we make others rich with? He further says that the gospel teaches us not to put trust in financial resources, but in the true wealth that is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ in our gospel for today poses an inquisitive question to test our assumption about what is most profitable and worthwhile, what is most important, what is my life's value and focus. He is asking us, what is our most important investment that we can make with our lives? Every day, we are making decisions that determines the kind of future we will face and live. Possible that some gain all the things here on earth, things that they set their heart on, but in the morning as they wake up, they missed the most important things in life. Sometimes we ignore people around us, our children who make effort to make us happy, but we ignore them because we are too preoccupied with other things. Your wife, your husband, who always look after you, but we overlook their love and care. Our friends who want to talk to you even if it is nonsense, or he, she wants to just share his or her thoughts and experiences, but we are too busy with other things. There are high percentages of suicide because few people listen to them. My sisters and brothers, of what worth are material things if they don't help us gain heaven, our Lord, and what truly lasts in eternity? Money or possessions can't buy happiness, embrace from your loved ones, keys from your wife or husband. Material things can't buy love, compassion, mend a broken heart, cheer a lonely person, and friendship. Our gospel is reminding us, for whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? It is possible to give God our money, but not ourselves. Or to give him lip service, but not our hearts. So a true disciple gratefully gives up all with God in exchange for an everlasting life of joy and happiness. The happiness and joy God offers will last forever. So my sisters and brothers, are we ready to lose all for Jesus Christ in order to gain all with Jesus Christ